Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
100.7 Star, always available on the iHeartRadio app, TuneIn app, or Odyssey app. More Good Days in May is our award-winning outreach for Mental Health Awareness Month, where we have a lot of different people in talking about things that maybe are not the most comfortable things to talk about, but yet there are conversations that have to happen. So our goal is that we think if we normalize these conversations on the radio, you'll feel more comfortable about having these conversations, whether you're going through it yourself or you know somebody that's going through it. And Jolie Heidinger is hanging out with us. So let me make sure I get this right. You're a nurse practitioner with the UPM Center for Eating Disorders.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
You got it exactly right. Perfect.
So thank God Melanie wrote it down for me.
Well done. It's hard to say, so well done.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm tapped out.
You're it.
That's my total participation. Thanks for coming back this year.
You're welcome.
You were
excited to be here.
Fabulous last year, and Bub and I were like, this is one we're bringing back. Yeah. And we're like, yes, we are. So, Jolianne, talk a little bit about how you got to where you are.
So I work in family medicine. And so I've been working in family medicine for about 30 years. And so now I'm specializing just in eating disorders. So I specialize in the medical treatment of the eating disorders. So I'm not the psychiatrist, but I'm doing the medical treatment.
But is there a way, this may sound ridiculous, but in my mind, the way I think, maybe I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, say you're wrong, because I hear that all the time. In my mind, when it comes to eating disorders, you need both.
You definitely need both.
You need both. Like the medical side of it can't handle it unless the mental health side of it.
Well, eating disorders are so much that mind-body connection,
right?
And that's what's so off-kilter. And so unless you have somebody working in the body part of this disorder, then you're not really going to treat the whole person.
So before we move on with a thousand questions, no, seriously, give me a list of what is considered an eating disorder and what that means. Like we all hear of anorexia. Like everybody knows that. People know those, but I assume those aren't the only ones, are there?
No, there's we call another one called OSFED, OSFED, which is just other specified eating disorders. Then there's ARFID, which is an avoidance, which some people would sort of say severe picky eating, right? Which is avoidance of certain foods, which could come from maybe having a medical diagnosis where you have to avoid certain foods, and then that turns into avoiding many foods where then suddenly they don't want to eat anything.
Wow.
This can be with really young kids, or this could be with older adults who maybe have Crohn's disease or diverticulitis or something to this extent that might take them down that road. And then there's also atypical anorexia, which is really underdiagnosed. So that would be somebody who lives in a bigger body, but is still restricting and has all of those same symptoms as somebody that would be in a smaller weight or a smaller body, right? So we often think of it just that way, but you can still have all of the same problems that somebody who has the normal kind of anorexia that we see.
Oh, wow.
So, right? And so they could be passing out, and they could have electrolyte anomalies, and they could have problems with their blood pressure, right? And all of these things that we'll see, but they will get missed at the doctor's office because people will see them and say, oh, well, they're overweight. So they can't have that kind of eating disorder. And then there's also binge eating disorder.
Right.
Binging and purging. That's what I was going to say. Is that different from the bulimia?
Sometimes they're tied together.
Okay.
Sometimes they're not. So it just depends. So we have therapists that meet with patients, and then they decide what diagnostic category they fall under.
Would you say that people that battle eating disorders realize they're battling eating disorders?
No.
Or they don't, right?
I think most of it starts out as disordered eating. Right. So many of us have disordered eating at some point in our life,
which is
that's maybe trying some fad diet. Right.
Or
I'm never eating carbs, or I'm going to exercise like this all the time. And you go through this over-exercising phase of your life, you know, where you're doing this certain thing and then you sort of fade away from it. Right. It doesn't take over your mind. But so with an eating disorder, it takes over. So if you're only awake 16 hours a day, right. Normally, you're only thinking about the food when you're about to eat. But somebody with an eating disorder might be thinking literally about their body shape, size, and what they're eating.
Oh, wow.
You know, 13 to 16 hours a day. Like,
wow.
That's all they're thinking about. It's the pervasive thought, right? So it's obsession kind of thinking.
Wow.
All right. We're talking to Jolie Heidinger. She is a nurse practitioner with UPMC's Center for Eating Disorders. More about this when we return for more good days in May here on 100.7 Star.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.